Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Trillville.
Yes, sir. You know you listening to Andy and Randy on a Trillville Thursday on what?
92.9.
The game. Let's go.
Can't. You can't. It ain't. It's Bill Bill. Little Scrappy. Bill B. Let's go.
Okay, hold on. Let me find this.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour, Trillville Thursday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. Week 12 begins tonight. College football corner in about 15 minutes as well. We'll get back into some of what Kirby Smart had to say on the radio station earlier today. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
Where'd you say that at, Bunk?
Say what?
The part thing you were just talking about.
Oh, the company email from the big boss. We've got the holiday party coming up.
You know what?
The annual holiday party.
I don't think Rick Caffey has my email.
Huh.
Yes. Because I never get him.
Weird.
I never get him. I don't get the inspiration quotes.
You don't get the inspirational quotes?
I don't get the inspirational quotes or nothing.
Here, let me scroll. Yeah, you don't appear to be on this list.
All right.
Carl Dukes is on there. Who else is on there?
I ain't got to go then.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, I don't think you have to go either way.
I mean, but
Mike Bell's there.
All right.
It's just always, look, I'm happy to fellowship with my coworkers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Holiday parties used to be like a Friday night, Saturday night, open bar.
Okay, there's a reason why they stopped doing that.
I know, but I hate that. The reason why they stopped doing that was fun.
Yeah. Connie and Rick, an accountant, just ruined all that.
I know.
Yeah.
Or somebody else. But yeah, like 2:00 on a Wednesday, again, I'm happy. I'll go. Can't wait to hang out and spread some holiday cheer
start spreading the cheers
with my fellow radio professionals. Caleb Johnson's on the email.
Yeah, damn.
Sandra Golden's on there. I'm scrolling. It's not in alphabetical order. Stakes
there we go.
On there. Yeah, you're not on it.
All right, boy. Let me know. I don't want my presence.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You got to come.
I ain't got to go nowhere.
Come to the holiday party.
I ain't on there.
Do you want to know yesterday's inspirational speech?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Our inspirational quote.
Let me hear it.
Our boss emails us, except for Randy, who doesn't need any inspiration anyway. You motivate yourself.
You're damn right.
Real quick, also on this invite, Hugh Douglas.
All right, so he hasn't updated his list.
He hasn't updated his list.
List. Now, that would be cool. I would love if Hugh came.
Hell yeah.
That used to be so fun at the holiday parties, hanging out with Hugh.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the quote.
Yes.
To succeed in life, you need three things.
Okay.
A wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone. That's Reba McEntire, people. That's from the one and only Reba.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, a wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone.
You need three bones. Wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone.
Well, I mean, I'm all backbone. You know, I don't cower to no one.
You're funny, too.
And I'm funny as hell.
I don't know what
the wishbone is for.
Yeah. Optimism?
I would think so. Maybe.
Maybe you can swap out that third bone for a different one.
Hmm. Oh, boy.
There we go. Let's get to an NFL no-huddle.
Oh, let me stop.
I just think it's really funny to send an inspirational quote from Reba McEntire. Like, I know she's a successful lady and everybody loves her. I'm not trying to say she's not.
Reba got
it's just kind of funny.
Reba's hot.
What?
Yeah, man. I always had to think of Reba, man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know, man.
Dating back to when?
Like, preteen Randy?
Really?
Yeah, man. I was thinking of Reba. I had think. I don't know
why. You like redheads.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Was your introduction to her music?
Yes. An album cover.
Mine was
album
cover.
That I wouldn't have guessed. Yeah, that's the funniest. Not funny. Whatever. Everybody's allowed to like who they like. But that's great. Yeah, I'm really happy to know that.
My introduction to Reba was Tremors.
Tremors. Yeah, she was in Tremors.
Yeah.
She's had multiple sitcoms. I think she has another one going right now.
She does.
She's an inspiration.
And the voice.
And a great voice.
Man.
And the voice.
And the voice.
The show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Randy always had a thing for Reba. Let me write that down for 150. Reba. Okay. That's awesome. That's awesome news. Here's Raheem Morris talking about the Saints.
You know, obviously we don't like them, like you just said. I mean, that's there's no secret there. A bunch of people you respect.
Sure.
You know, obviously, just based on everything they've done, done a nice job with the new coaching staff. They've been able to go out there and really build things the right way and get guys going on. And, you know, the young quarterback is playing well or getting better, I should say, and that's a big process of it as well. The defense got some savvy vets on it that's been out there, and they've been coached by Brandon Staley, so we know that defense well, and some of the people over there coaching that defense got respect for those guys. They're going to come in and want to play. We're going to go there, and we got to play. And we don't like them, and it's no secret.
Yeah.
Hey, if you got to use that.
Sure, whatever. Yes. Maybe the Saints are the best possible opponent for this week.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they are.
I don't like – we don't like
we
these
don't
sons
like
of
them, and they don't like
and
us.
They don't like us. Yeah. And so let's go down there and kick them in their mouth. I know.
Please do that.
I know I love – there's nothing more fun than getting that clip. And it seems like it's always the recycle clip when the Falcon fans go down there. Falcon fans taking over Bourbon Street. I love that. I love that video.
I do too.
I love that video.
Walk into your trap, take over your trap.
Yeah. You know what?
Damn it.
You know what, bro? I love you, brother. We ain't never got to hear from him.
Yeah,
again.
That was
– like, even when we come in here on
– the No Limit. Music this week is fine.
Yeah. We don't want to hear him no more. I don't want to hear him. I just go play well. Even after the game on Monday, we'll be up at the golf course drinking fusions. I don't even want to hear his voice after the game. Win or lose.
Neither do I.
What a dork.
I agree.
What a dork.
I mean,
read the mother loving room.
You wanna let's play that. Just because people might not know what you're talking about, right? Because I am with you, and even if he didn't say this yesterday, I felt this way. But, yeah, this was Kirk when he was asked about his health.
I feel good. I think Led doesn't believe me much when I say that. We have a past history there. But I do feel good, and I would never tell you if I wasn't, probably, until the season's over.
I tell you who went chuckling.
I can't believe they laughed.
I tell you who went chuckling. D. Led went chuckling.
Yeah, right. Rightfully so.
Joe Patrick went chuckling.
I don't think Joe Patrick was chuckling.
Ooh, chuckling.
Easiest laugh to get is a media laugh if you're a professional.
I know my man D. Led and Joe Patrick weren't laughing.
God. I know Falcons fans aren't laughing.
Hell no, that ain't funny, man.
It's just sucks.
That ain't funny. Yeah. Go kick rocks. All right, we can change.
Seven games left.
Big game tonight. Bills and going down to play Houston. If Buffalo can block Houston, they got a chance.
You were saying to me though, you wouldn't be surprised if Houston goes down there and handles their business.
It's in Houston. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Davis Mills is a good backup. He's a good backup.
Yeah, no, he is. Definitely.
He's a good backup. The Bills, they just. I mean, Josh Allen has to do too much.
Yeah,
he got to do too much.
He can though.
He can't. But dude, he obviously had the six touchdowns. But he had some bad looking interceptions. He was
Well, that was I didn't see that game until like Tuesday morning or whatever. They were replaying it on Tuesday night after the Hawks game. Yeah. They were replaying it on NFL Network, and I turned it on and I didn't realize that game was tied in the fourth quarter. And I was like, all right, well, I'll tune into this. That sounds good. And that's when Josh Allen like took over.
Yeah, man.
You're right. Like, it's not sustainable. And we asked Mark Schlereth about it yesterday. Like, how far can he drag this group? Because they're limited on defense. Like,
yes,
they can't stop people. Anyway, they'll go to the playoffs probably, maybe win a playoff game. But I don't know.
Oh, like, ain't no on Thursday.
Ain't no on Thursday? Yeah. That's my thing, though, is like, if I was a Bills fan, I'd be bothered by it. Because it's like, damn, that sucks. Like, we got to put a better defense around this guy when he's playing like this. As a neutral fan, I enjoy watching him try to drag them to
victory.
He's
an awesome player.
He's awesome.
He's an awesome damn player.
Yeah, so that'll be fun to watch. Yeah, it's always fun to have stars.
Jalen Hurts not surprised by recent reports of frustration inside the organization directed towards him. Why y'all like Jalen?
I know.
I mean,
it's like a week by week thing. Yeah, with this guy.
I mean, I love Jalen Hurts.
He was the Super Bowl MVP.
And he should have won an MVP in the other one if they would have won. He's just, I understand the frustration that AG has. I really, really do.
I'm also not saying like he's immune to criticism. No. It seems like more than just like, yeah, he wasn't sharp on Sunday. It's like, he can't be the guy.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, all they do is win games.
Nobody likes his personality. He's too serious.
Oh, do people say that?
I don't know. You know how folks just making up stuff.
That's
I don't get it.
I don't know. I pray for days when we can nitpick like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like Steelers fans who are tired of going to the playoffs.
Yes.
Or Eagles fans. You know what I mean? Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Like I saw somebody had the audacity to tweet about Mike McCarthy.
Yes.
It was like, well, Falcons fans, bring him in if you want, if you're looking forward to 10-7 and losing in the first round every year.
They ain't been in the playoffs in 8 damn years, Ryan.
That
here,
sounds
buddy.
Pretty good to me.
Eight dang-on years.
10-7 sounds like Christmas. Yeah, like, that sounds real good at this point. But anyway, it would be really great to be spoiled.
Yes.
Spoiled we are not.
Yes.
Here's Shedeur Sanders talking about his development and needing to speed up. He's going to be the starter on Sunday for the Browns. Here he is talking about that process.
So as a player and everything, and mentally everything, I have to speed up due to the situation. I did everything I need to. I'm doing everything I need to prepare to be the best version of myself as possible. With the circumstances, everything got to be sped up, and that's great. You know, I like pressure in life. I'm just excited for everything. So I feel like I'm the guy. I know I'm the guy, but, you know, you just have to be able to see. The game got to speak.
He's a fifth-round rookie quarterback.
Yep.
And I wouldn't be surprised he looks like it.
For a horrible organization.
Yeah. I mean,
he's 2-8 for a reason.
I mean, yeah. I think, you know, and I would love to see him play well. Mm-hmm. I would. I really, really would. But I'm not going to say he won't play well. I'm not going to say that. But what is playing well?
We kind of did it yesterday. Like, I hope, like, I mean, you know, eye test wise,
yes.
Right? Just look in command of the thing, which mm-hmm. I think he will.
His biggest thing is he can't take sacks.
Sure.
Because they
killed him at Colorado.
Yeah, because he backs up a lot. And so I do hope he does. I hope he does well.
I hope he does well too. Because you know the reaction is going to be outrageous if he doesn't.
Yeah.
I also think if he does like too well, the reaction is going to be outrageous.
Kevin Stefanski.
Can you imagine?
Oh man!
Like he goes out there and somehow. I mean, who knows? The Raiders are real bad. Like he goes out there, throws like 4 touchdowns and throws for 350. You know what I mean? Like the flip side of the reaction would be outrageous as well. Which I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, it'd be better than the other, but I hope he's somewhere in the middle, closer to good.
Kevin Stefanski says.
If he balls?
If he balls.
I'm an idiot. Fire me now. I don't know. Probably wouldn't say that, but that's what a lot of Browns fans would think. We'll come back. We'll get to the college football corner after this. We've got some fresh Kirby Smart audio for you as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.